We're at halftime at the Hammond Student Center Blue and Gold Tournament. Springfield Catholic leading the visitors 31-24 at break. A lot of other activity in high school basketball on this day after Christmas. Marty, you want to review?
Sure. The Lady Zizzers, of course, will start the pink and white tomorrow. Drury starts that just the day after the blue and gold, but I'm sure the Lady Zizzers will be ready to go for that tomorrow. In the meantime, lots of other high school basketball in the blue division this morning. Mountain Grove beat Lebanon. That was the only upset of the day here in the blue and gold tournament. Nixa defeated Reed Spring. It was Fair Grove over Aurora, and Rogersville defeated Camdenton. Over on the gold side of things, Ash Grove in a thriller beat Willow 82-80. Brady Nicholson with 50 points for Ash Grove. That is the new single-game record for the Blue and Gold tournament. Not just the Pirates, but the entire tournament. Central took care of Skyline, Greenwood over Crane, and Sparta beat Spokane. Over in the Cabool tournament, Cabool's got a nice holiday tournament, and you can hear several of those games over on the Fox 96.9. Norwood beating Houston 85-36. It was Eminence over Viola 74-53. Mansfield beat Winona 54-40. Cabool beat Dora 72-61. And Licking defeating Conway 67-63. Salem and Alton also playing Liberty and Plato, and then Gainesville and Somersville, and of course the Mountain Grove Girls tournament is going on. There's a Walnut Grove tournament. There's just high school basketball everywhere, and we've got plenty more from Springfield, not on the Ozark Radio Network, but Buffalo and Republic coming up here next, and then Bolivar and Willard, and then Stockton and Hartville, one of the local area schools, the three seed in this division. We'll wrap up the blue division tonight. Larry and I will be back on KUKU tomorrow morning at 9:30 for the Willow Springs Bears in the consolation bracket, taking on the Skyline Tigers, and then we'll see if the Zizzers can make a comeback and stay in the winner's bracket or drop to the consolation bracket. But either way, it's 8 o'clock tomorrow night, so some late-night basketball for you tomorrow with the Zizzers.
Yeah, either way, that's the way the bracket shapes up. Win or lose, you're going to play the same time the next day. So that's 8
o'clock.
Good
for scheduling purposes, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So you can schedule a little ahead of time that way.
Not so great for radio guys that are going to the morning game and then the night game, but that's all right.
A little bit of an issue for time management.
Coach Miller and the Zizzers, they're back out on the court. They're ready to go, and Coach Osborne taking a little extra time with the Irish. Coach Osborne, the winningest coach in blue and gold history. He's got like 78 wins in this tournament. He's got 7 titles, all with the Nixa Eagles. Retired from Nixa and now is the head boys basketball coach at Springfield Catholic. And Irish sets to 7-1 starts and doing his usual magic with the high school basketball team. Irish will have it. They've got a 7-point lead as we start third quarter. Pass tipped, loose, picked back up by the Irish. Catholic bounces back, top of the key to Rowden. Rowden throws it through traffic, finds his man underneath, lays it up and in. It's Mulheron with the basket, 33-24. Irish, their biggest lead of the night at 9. A 7-point lead in both the first and second quarters. Zizzers tied it up late in the second quarter. Now a 3-ball by Kraft is in and out. Rebound underneath by Schultz. Schultz down the floor to Kendall. Kendall goes baseline, throws a shot up, won't go. Robbins there for the rebound. Robbins ahead to Tuma. Tuma down the floor to Houston. Houston out to Long. Long goes baseline. A little behind the back pass to Houston. Goes back up top to Robbins. Robbins thought about the three. Houston will take one left side. No good. And a rebound underneath for Kendall. He'll take it down the floor himself. Fires it ahead to Schultz. Schultz goes in, now backs it out, and gives it up midcourt to Rowden. Schultz, left side. Rowden, right wing for three, rims out. Houston scores the rebound.
That rim's a little tight or something. Balls don't seem to be falling in.
Robbins steps into a three right side, rims out. And a rebound for the Irish. Catholic down the floor. Mulheron lost it out of bounds, but he's fouled by the Zizzers.
It's the big man, Houston Inside, who picks up his second personal foul, first team foul of the half for the Zizzers.
Moore comes back in for the Zizzers, and Robbins checks out. Irish will throw it in on the baseline. Schultz to trigger the inbound. He'll bounce it into the corner from Mulheron. Hands it off to Kendall. In the corner, Rowden goes inside. Mulheron trying to get a shot off on the block, and they're going to call another foul on the Zizzers down low.
Could have been a traveling violation. Irish.
Moore picked up his third personal off the bench, and he's in foul trouble. Irish will inbound. They'll bounce it to Kendall, who hands it off to Robertson, and Robertson will dribble up to the logo and reset things for the Irish. Irish have a couple of good point guards that have a lot of speed. They'll hand it off to Mulheron. Mulheron to the free throw line. Back off to Robertson. Off balance three won't go. Rebound underneath by Tuma. Tuma across midcourt. Drives to the right side. Dishes into the corner. Up top. Kraft with an open three. No good. Cold shooting on both ends of the floor. Robertson. Head to Mulheron. Head fake. Lost it in the paint. Tipped away. Long comes away with it. Long tries to go coast to coast. Goes behind his back to Kraft. But Kraft has it tipped away. Can't get a shot off. It'll stay with the Zizzers. Good pass. Long probably should have just went up with it.
Yeah. Probably did one pass too many that time.
Long inbounds. Gets it back. Pull back three in the corner is short.
Might have been tipped.
Rebound by Rowden and the Irish. Rowden ahead to Schultz. Schultz to the block, to the basket. Nobody's fouled. And Schultz will go to the line shooting two for Catholic.
Zizzers have not scored here in the third quarter.
Irish leading 33-24. The second on long. Free throw is no good by Schultz.
I tell you, scoring is at a premium here in the third quarter. Only 2 points have been scored total.
5:25 to go in the third quarter. Ethan Miller, the sophomore, checks in for the Irish. Long will have to sit for a little bit. Schultz's second free throw is good. And the Irish go up by 10, 34-24. Just over 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Kraft into the front court. Working on a Robertson. He'll hand it off to Tuma. Tuma in front of the Zizzer bench. Goes left side for Miller. Gets it right back. Miller on the wing. Looking underneath. Back to Tuma. Tuma to the free throw line. Tips it out to Miller. Up top. Kraft spins. Free throw line. Off balance. Jumper goes down. Good shot by Kraft. Gets the Zizzers on the board finally here in the third quarter. Breaks the long scoring drought. And it's 34-26, Irish. Catholic gets it into the paint. Finds their man open underneath. C.J. Kendall on the baseline. And it's back to a 10-point lead for the Irish. Tuma across midcourt. Dribbles right side. Hands it off to Moore. Moore up top. Back to Tuma. Dribbles in, Miller left side, launches a three, and it's good. Big three by Miller, and a timeout for the Zizzers. 4:16 to go, third quarter. Irish lead West Plains 36-29. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball on KDY.
Zizzers basketball action continues now on KDY.
We're about halfway through the third quarter here, 4:16 left in the quarter with the Zizzers trailing the Irish 36-29, but both teams having a little problem scoring here in the third quarter. Only 10 points total scored during this quarter.
Irish have the ball. Zizzers will sit back and wait for them as Robertson will walk it across midcourt. Fires it to Rowden. Rowden has this pass tipped. By Tuma, it's loose. Houston picks it up, and the Zizzers create a turnover. Tuma, one arms it ahead to Miller. Miller to Moore at the free throw line. Big jump stop, dishes it back to Kraft. Zizzers, a chance to get back in this a little bit. Down by 7, 3:45 to go in the third. Moore shot up, no good. Lots of contact, no whistle. The Irish with the rebound.
No fouls on the Irish.
You could clearly see his arm move as he shot the ball, and no whistle. Zizzard sitting in his zone looking for a trap. Irish break it down, though. Get a good look underneath, but the shot is no good by Kendall. Rebound Rowden, and they're going to call an offensive foul on the Irish. That'd be a bit of a makeup there.
Finally, a call against the Irish for a foul. First one of the half.
Coach Osborne questioning that.
They've only got three, but this will be their number four
in the game.
Yeah. Third on Kendall, so three of the four have been on him.
Scissor fans applauding. Kraft brings it across midcourt.
Really don't blame them.
Scissors trailing by seven. Need a basket here. Miller up top. Picks up the dribble, fires some more in front of the Zizzer bench. He'll hand it back to Kraft. Kraft's going to take off to the block. Layup won't go. Rebound. Houston puts it up and in. It's a guy you'd like to see get a little more involved with the Zizzer offense. Get the ball down low because the Zizzers do have a size advantage with Briggs Houston. It's a five-point game. Irish cleared back into the corner. Up top to Rowden. Rowden in the corner. Wide open three for Schultz is no good. Rebound Kraft. Kraft with a two-on-three will take it himself, spins, puts it up, draws the foul, and he'll head to the line, shooting two. Out of control, but he got the contact, and he'll get a couple of free throws out of it.
Kraft will try to get sink the first free throw of the night for the Zizzers. They're 0-for they're from the line.
There you go. First one is good.
Well, they've only had two opportunities before now. Not that bad.
No. Kirsten Smith back in for the Irish. Second shot coming by Kraft. It's off the front of the rim. No good. 36-32. It's a four-point game. Zizzer's right there. Rowden takes off to the block, to the basket. No, but he's fouled. And if that's on Moore, that's his fourth.
I believe it is.
We've not had a ton of fouls this game, but Moore's had a neon sign on him. He's attracting four personal fouls on Moore.
Ten fouls, team fouls against West Plains, and four against Catholic.
Ryder Rowden at the line. First free throw is good. Robbins comes in for Moore. Rowden, the 5'11 sophomore, get his second free throw here, and it's good. Made them both. 38-32, Irish by 6, 2:25 to go third quarter. Tuma brings it across midcourt for the Zizzers. Up top to Miller. He checks underneath, but gives it up to Kraft. Left side for Robbins. Lobs it underneath to Houston. Nice pass to Robbins. Put it up, missed it, but he's fouled, and a chance for a couple here, but would have liked to have had the and one. Robbins had a good position, just couldn't quite get it to go. The pass from Houston. Free throw is good by Robbins. Long getting ready to come in for the Zizzers. Take over for Kraft. Kraft, Houston, Tuma, Robbins, and Miller, five on the floor for the Zizzers. Second free throw by Robbins is no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Long. And it'll be Irish ball with 2:08 to go third quarter. Catholic leading 38-33. This defense has been pretty effective tonight, limiting the Irish to just 38 points. But this is only have 33. Catholic gets it to the free throw line. Nice bounce pass underneath. Schultz lays it up and in. Broke down the Zizzer defense that time, and Schultz had the easy basket. Back to a seven-point lead for Catholic. Tuma spots for three, left side, got it. Big three by Ethan Tuma, and the official blows his whistle.
Ball was out where it shouldn't be.
Retrieve the ball, and we're good to go. That big three by Tuma makes it a four-point game with 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Roberson across midcourt. Right side for Schultz. Working around the arc. They go inside. Schultz in there. Blocked by Long, and they're going to get him for a foul. Not a ton of contact. But Schultz will go to the line, and Long in a similar position as Moore. They just, for whatever reason, the officials keeping a close eye on him.
Well, the team fouls are just a little bit out of whack.
Free throw by Schultz is good. Jacob Schultz, a 6'2 senior for the Irish. Irish, traditionally very good at boys basketball. They've made some runs in the blue and gold. Second free throw is no good. Long with the rebound. 41-36 is the Catholic lead. Miller up top. Robbins will send underneath. They'll give it up to Tuma. Right back to Robbins. Left side for Long. He'll give it to Houston on the block. Dishes out to Miller. Open three. No good. Off the front of the rim. And they're going to call a reach-in foul on Tuma. And it's Catholic ball. Actually, that will be the 15th foul, so we will shoot. Just a reach-in foul on a rebound that the Irish really already had. So Ryder Rowden back at the line shooting free throws for Catholic.
Those really are offset.
Free throw is good. Ben Mulheron comes in for Schultz. And Kraft comes back in for Miller for the visit.
12-6.
Second free throw is good. 43-36, Irish back to that 7-point lead. That's really kind of been the high water mark. They got it up to 10 momentarily. And now Houston loses the ball in the paint. Zizzers turn it over, and back come the Irish, looking to extend that 7-point lead. Rowden, right side, crosses it over to Mulheron, up top to Rowden.
They may try to play for the last one here.
43 seconds left to go, third quarter. Coach Osborne likes to do that.
Yeah.
It's a very old-school way to do things. Still works while there's not a shot clock. The Zizzers tip it, though, but the Irish get it back. They get it into the paint, but don't take the shot. They'll clear it back out with 22 seconds to play in the quarter. Zizzers nearly create another steal. Irish get it back. There's a layup, but it's blocked from behind by Robbins. Good job by Robbins to close, block the shot. Zizzers with 8 seconds. Kraft with 5. Tuma with 3. With 2. Fires it up for 3. No good. That's the end of the third quarter. Irish, they've led the first, second, and third quarters all by 7 points. They leave it 43-36 as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
8 minutes left in this ball game. Final quarter about to get underway, and it's been about the same all the way through, as Marty noted right before the break. After the end of each quarter, the Irish have led by 7, as they do now. Starting the fourth, 43-36. Zizzers will have the ball as we start play.
8 minutes to go, first round of the Blue and Gold Tournament. Winner will play Republic tomorrow night. Loser will play Buffalo unless a shocking upset happens. 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Zizzers need a comeback here in the fourth quarter. Tuma up top. He'll swing a left side for Kraft. Lob it back to Tuma. Zizzers have made runs in this game where they've come back, tied it up. They can't quite seem to get over the hill. Trailing by 7, Robbins will pull up a 3, and he's got it. Big 3 by Robbins. And it's back to a 4-point game.
Catholic to drop back in that zone, and Zizzers just shot over it.
Zizzers have some shooters. Mulheron into the corner for Kendall. Up top, now they go underneath. Nice pass to Kendall, left block, shot up, no good. Robbins has the rebound. Back come the Zizzers looking to make it a one-possession game. Moore out there with 4 fouls. He'll pick up his dribble. Needs a little help. Back to Tuma. Tuma up top. Hands it off to Long. Long will shade to the right side. Back to Robbins. Robbins pulls back. Long 3. Got it. He's feeling it. Clayton Robbins is feeling it, and it is a one-point game.
It's way back on that one, too.
The Zizzers open the fourth quarter on a 6-0 run, and they've cut it to a one-point ball game. Irish looking to extend their one-point lead. They get it in the paint, shot up, rims out, rebound Schultz, and he's over the back. No, he's not. They're going to call a foul on the Zizzers.
They're going to call that on the Zizzers for sure. I think it's going to be on Tuma.
So Schultz will go to the line. Shooting two. First one is good. Rowden back in for the Irish. Replacing Mulherin. Schultz's second free throw is nothing but net. 3-point lead for Catholic, 45-42, 6:25 left to play in the ball game. Blue and gold tournament here at Hammond Student Center. Moore on the left side picks up his dribble. Back to Long to Kraft at the logo. Kraft looks over at Coach Miller and gets the sign. Shades to the right side, picks up his dribble. Robbins, I get somebody on Robbins now. Not going to leave him close to open. Tuma, one arms at the Long, fakes the shot. Back to Moore. Moore at the free throw line. Tuma, up top to Kraft. And the Zizzers continue to work it around the arc, trying to free up somebody underneath. Robbins at the free throw line. Lots of contact. They're not blowing the whistle. Pass underneath. Tipped away by Catholic. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Zizzers. Irish, very active hand, but
and we're making some contact there. I thought the officials would blow the whistle, but nope, didn't happen.
Long will inbound to Moore as it's slapped away, gets it back, bounces it to Long. Long's pass tipped right back to him. He'll bounce it to Kraft, open three left side, got it! And we're tied, 45-all, 5.5 minutes left to go in the ball game.
Three threes here in the fourth quarter by the Z.
Irish. It in the corner. Kendall for three. Got it. Big three to answer for C.J. Kendall. And Catholic goes back in front. 48-45. Long will hand it to Kraft. Kraft takes off to the block. Gives it to Moore. Moore in the paint. Looking for Robbins. Robbins on the block. Turns. Puts it up and in. Clayton Robbins has keyed the Zizzers here in the fourth quarter. And it's a one-point game. 4:50 left to go. Irish into the front court. Rowden over to Robertson. Throw it to his teammate down low. Shot up, no good, but he's fouled. And Mulherin will go to the line shooting two for the Irish. Robin first. Free throw is good by Mulherin. Rick Houston comes back in, replacing Moore. Moore's got four fouls. Good to see Houston back in there. 4:40 left to play. Mulherin's second free throw is no good. 2-point lead for the Irish. Josiah Long will bring it across midcourt. Long. Gets to the free throw line. He'll hand it back to Robbins. Robbins, left wing for Houston. Kraft to Robbins. Gives a head fake. Tries to go inside to Houston, and there's going to be a foul on the Irish. And you can hear the
really?
The groans from the Catholic faithful. And Coach Osborne not happy with that. But it's still way overbalanced here on the foul total.
2-1.
Zizzers will inbound. Lob it out to Robbins. Tries to go into Houston. It's swatted away. Loose. Picked up by Kendall. Hands it off to Robertson. Down the floor to Rowden. Blocked from behind by Robbins. Robertson gets it back, and it's tipped out of bounds by the Irish. It'll be Zizzer ball. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 49-47. The Irish with the lead, but the Zizzers have definitely made this a ball game. The 7-1 Irish, the 1-7 Zizzers. The Zizzers with a chance for a big upset here on opening night at the Blue and Gold. Tuma gets trapped in the corner. Back to Long. Robbins, long three up top. No good. Rebound is out of bounds. and it'll be Irish ball. Don't mind taking Robin taking that shot, but that one just a little short.
He was 2-for-2 in the fourth quarter before that, but beyond the arc.
Irish into the front court. Schultz, nice bounce pass to Mulherin. Mulherin takes off in the paint, put it up. No, but he's fouled. And Mulherin will go back to the line for the Irish. Rather see him at the line than Schultz. Schultz didn't miss. Third on Houston. Mulherin's free throw is no good. There's your guy you want to foul.
Yeah.
Today's 49-47, 3:42. Buffalo and Republic getting ready to do battle next. Second free throw is good. Stays a one-possession game. 50-47, Irish. Long. Brings it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Hands it back to Tuma. Kraft to midcourt. Takes off. Kraft to the left block to the basket. No good. Rebound Irish. Mulherin with a full head of steam to the right block. Put it up. No, but he's fouled by Long. Long would have, it would have been a charge, but Long was just a little late getting there. Mulherin and Long both get up wincing.
Long picks up his fourth personal. No, they didn't call it on Long.
Okay. Who did they call it on?
They called it on 30. I don't have 30 here.
I think that was... They're going to get the number right. Yeah, they're going to fix that. And it is on Long. The official had it wrong.
20 instead of 30.
That's his fourth.
Yeah.
So Long and Moore, both with four fouls for the Zizzers, but Mulherin misses another free throw.
He is...
He's about 50%, isn't he?
Nope, he's got a 5. He's
less than 50%. Neo Wright checks into the ball game. The 6'5 sophomore brings some size in there for the Zizzers. Second free throw is good, so he is 50% now, 3 out of 6. 51-47, a 4-point lead for the Irish. Zizzers need a basket. It's been a little bit of a cold stretch here. Kraft, the free throw line. There's Robbins, open three. It's off the mark. Rebound, Schultz. One and done for the Zizzers. Mulherin, back the other direction. Schultz,
one thing about Catholic, they get the ball down the floor quickly.
A lot of speed on this team.
You better be ready.
Rowden bounces it to Kendall. Trapped, gets it away. Kendall on the block, spins it out to Schultz in the corner. For Robertson. Kendall up top. Robertson has it poked away, but he gets it back. Passes it to Kendall at the free throw line. Rowden. And the Irish running a little ball control here.
I think they're running clock.
The Coach Osborne team, and they know what to do with the lead.
Yeah.
And that's what you do. You wait until somebody fouls you. And Kraft obliges for the Zizzers. Kendall draws the foul, and he'll go to the line. We'll be shooting with every foul. The Zizzers in a tough position now. Two-possession game, 2:26 to play. They're going to need some threes, some offense to make a little comeback here. Free throw is good by Kimball. Long comes back in with four fouls. Coach Miller needs him, needs his offense for this last 2.5 minutes. Second free throw is good. And a timeout for Coach Osborne and the Irish. Springfield Catholic leading the Zizzers 53-47. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on KDY.
Home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Fourth quarter underway here at Hampton Student Center. Into the fourth quarter, the Zizzers playing the Irish, and it's a 6-point ball game, 53-47. Zizzers made it run, actually tied it up here in the fourth quarter, but went on a scoring drought again after scoring for a while. And as a result, at the free throw line, the Irish have resumed the lead.
This game has been extremely predictable as far as that goes. The Irish get about a 7-to-10-point lead. Here come the Zizzers. They tie it up, but then the Irish go right back in front by 7-to-10. And just can't seem to get over that hump. Today played right with them, but going to need some offense here in the last 2:25. Zizzers have the ball trailing by six. Still a lot of time left. Kraft at midcourt. Kraft, right side for Long. Tries to throw it underneath to Houston. Right block, shot up, missed it, got his own rebound. Houston puts it up, nobody's fouled. And Briggs Houston will go to the line shooting two for the Zizzers. Obviously wanted the and one, but got to come away with something on this possession and have a chance to get a couple of points here. First one is good by Houston. Wright comes in for Robbins. Coach Miller doing a little defense-offense substitution there. Houston's second free throw is good. Made them both. 53-49. Irish with the lead. The seventh-seeded Springfield Catholic Fighting Irish. Full court press by the Zizzers. Rowden breaks it. Gets it ahead to Mulherin. Mulherin picks it up. Fires to Rowden, and now Catholic will play ball control. And there's a foul by Tuma. Didn't have to wait too long. Rowden will head to the line shooting free throws. Mulherin's the guy you want to foul.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Rowden is the best option. Free throw is good.
Yeah, he's been there five times and made them all. So Rowden, not the guy to foul.
Robbins back in. Wright comes out. Second free throw is good. 100% free throw shooter, and it's back to a six-point lead for the Irish. 1:50 left to play. Tuma in trouble on the sideline, fires it over to Robbins on the left wing. Robbins feeds it to Houston. Houston puts it up, missed it, rebound tipped. Robbins has it, trying to go up with it, does, no whistle. So much contact, they won't blow a whistle down there. Irish come away with it, and there's a foul at midcourt on Robbins. And I see Robbins and Tuma talking. They're like, what do we got to do?
Yeah.
Houston and Robbins both got hammered down there. I kept thinking it was going to be an and one, but they wouldn't blow the whistle. Rowden at the line.
Strange.
Free throw is good. Back to that magic seven-point lead for the Irish. Chance to make it eight here with 90 seconds left to play. Shot is up and good.
8 for 8, Rowden is here in the second half from the free throw line.
57-49 is the Irish lead. Tuma stays off. Right wing. Zizzers have it intercepted. Pass picked off by Rowden. Goes coast to coast. Lays it up and in. That may have been the dagger right there. 10-point lead for the Irish. 1:15 to play. Long across midcourt. Lost it. Picks it up. Fires it to Tuma. Contested three is an air ball. And it's handled by Rowden underneath. He's fouled by Kraft, and we'll go shoot some more free throws with 1:03 left to go.
Just got a couple of subs in from
Coach
the Irish.
Osborne's going to empty his bench here.
Maybe. Still got a couple guys down there with shirts on.
Rowden's free throw is good. Not really emptying his bench. These are guys we've all seen before, but he is going to get in a little rest, his starter some rest here for the last minute. 60-49, Irish look to advance into the winner's bracket. Second free throw is good. Zizzers will be bumped into the consolation round. They will most likely play Buffalo tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Long pullback three is off the mark. Rebound underneath by the Irish with 53 seconds left to play. Zizzers still coming with the full court press. Rowden will get it across midcourt to Robertson. Robertson will dribble out of traffic, and it looks like the Zizzers are going to let this play out. 40 seconds. Coach Miller still wants to play defense.
Pressure.
Not actively trying to foul,
he'll
but
just let it stand on the ball.
But we do want to play defense. Irish to the left side with 25 seconds to play in the game. Springfield Catholics will advance. Most likely to play Republic. Republic and Buffalo getting ready to start next. Republic the 2-seed. Buffalo unseeded, and the 7-seeded Irish will advance. And the Zizzers will be back same place tomorrow night for the consolation bracket. Your final from Hammond Student Center, the Irish beat the Zizzers 61-49. We'll come back and talk about it in 2 minutes. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on KDY.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
And welcome back to the Hammond Student Center postgame as the Irish from Springfield took care of business today, knocking off the West Plains Zizzers by a score of 61-49. Zizzers stayed close, Marty, but just never could get over the hump. They had it tied at 47 off in the fourth quarter, and then they had to start fouling, and it just got out of hand a little bit there at the end. But they hung right in there, played well with them, but just couldn't get over the hump. Scoring for the Springfield Catholic Irish, first of all, 15 points for Rowden, and he had 10 of those in the second half from the free throw line. Then it was 12 points for Mulheron, 11 points for Schultz, 16 points for Kendall, 4 points for Smith, and 3 points for Robertson for the Irish, who turned the ball over 8 times in the ballgame. For the Zizzers, they were led in scoring by Robbins, kind of key to Riley in the fourth quarter. 14 points for Robbins, 12 for Tuma. Then it was 6 for Kraft, 6 for Long, 8 for Houston, and 3 for Miller. And that the Zizzers turned the ball over 8 times as well. So pretty good ball game, but the Zizzers just came up short. The foul situation was just kind of a bad deal for the Zizzers. Every time they got the ball, it was a foul when it was underneath the basket, but it seemed like on the other end, when they had a loose ball underneath the basket, no foul was called against the Irish. So just went that way. 2-1 margin, team fouls for West Plains to Irish.
There you go. Zizzers will be bumped into the consolation bracket, where they'll most likely play the Buffalo Bison tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Buffalo and Republic warming up right now. Republic, the 2 seed. And Buffalo, of course, unseated. 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll be back here at Hammond Student Center for the Zizzers in the consolation bracket. Zizzers fall to 1-8 on the season. Irish move to 8-1. Again, your final. Springfield Catholic wins at 61-49. For Nitty Fact Studio, for Larry Spence, I'm Marty Spence. Good night from Springfield.
West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Bureau. By West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity, also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Zizzer Basketball is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of Ozark Marketing Company and Ozark Radio Network.